Right. Good evening, everyone. So we continue in the halachos concerning Pesukei Dezimra. So we find ourselves in the midst of Simin Yud Daled. I know it's hard to split these halachos between the early mincha and the last, so hopefully you could hear it on the podcast or on the website, whatever you miss. So in the middle of Simin Yud Daled, actually the beginning of Simin Yud Daled, the halachos of Pesukei Dezimra. So the Kitzer writes the following. The Kitzer writes, Yochas Shtei Atzitzis Shalafanov, V'yomer Baruch Sha'amar Ba'amidah. A person should take his two front tzitzis and recite Baruch Sha'amar while standing. U'betashlo Muhula Batishpachos Yenashkim V'yanichem. And at the end of Melech Mula Batishpachos, at the end of the bracha, a person kisses the tzitzis and ultimately again then releases them. V'yomer Kol Pesukei Dezimra B'nachos. It's an interesting halacha. The Kitzer writes that one should say the entire Pesukei Dezimra benachos. Benachos ultimately means slowly, b'ni'ima, with a tune, v'lo b'merutza, and not too quickly. V'yedaktik b'chalatevos ke'ilu hayamone ma'os, and a person should be careful with all of the letters of each of the word, as if a person was counting money. V'yechavein perish hamilos, and a person should try to be medaktik that they understand every single word of Pesukei Dezimra. Now, interestingly enough, in the Piskei Tshuvas, he writes over here, benachos ubenim, what does it mean that a person should daven slowly and with a tune? V'lo yispala b'lachosh. Ideally, a person should not daven quietly, ela b'kol. Rather, a person should daven out loud, sha'tfila tzricha kol, because tfila truly requires a voice. Now remember, what's interesting over here is this concept applies in different places of tfila differently. So for example, by Shmona Esrei, there is dafka, a prohibition to go ahead and daven out loud. Shmona Esrei is a tfila balachash, it is a silent tfila. And in fact, the Gemara says that one who davens Shmona Esrei out loud, it's a lack of emunah, because the person is making it look like the Ribono Shel Olam can't hear them. Yet, when it comes to Pesukei Dezimra, where we are speaking about God, not to God, there's dafka adin to go ahead and daven out loud. And on the most basic level, A, it causes one to articulate the words, and B, it causes one to concentrate more. We know anything you say out loud, by definition, you're more attentive to, versus things that you say in a lower voice, it's easier to mumble over. However, he says, v'ma'ach lo b'kol chazak ma'od, one must be careful not to go ahead and daven too loud, so that he, chas v'shalom, interrupts someone else. V'yimani melahachzik chafotzim b'yadav, she'mekalkla machshava. One should not hold items in their hand, one should not, during davening, as it goes ahead and detracts from the kavanah. Of course, he's not referring to your siddur. He's referring, I guess, contemporarily to other devices that sometimes people hold in their hands. Those are the kind of things that ultimately detract from one's kavanah. Similarly, don't look around during davening. Right, davening is not the time, says the Kitzer, to go out and see who's here and who's not here, or what's going on, or what the haki is in the back, what the haki is in the front, because all of these things ultimately distract one from the essence of tefillah. Shedvarim elu ma'akvin es Yisrael begalusim. He says something so strong, quotes the Zohar over here, that these things, the Zohar posits, are the things that have elongated and protracted galus. Such a strong statement. The inability to fully focus on tefillah, the inability to engage in tefillah from the Pesukei Dezimra level is something that the Zohar says it really causes ongoing tzar for Klal Yisrael. Therefore, the Kitzer says, from the time we begin Baruch Sha'amar, ultimately through Yishtabach, one should make sure to articulate their words, daven out loud, not so loud that it distracts someone else, but just loud enough that one is able to arouse their own kavan. Rabbi Chanan Yiben HaKosh Omer, Ratz Lashpach L'Zakol, says, Yisrael Fichach, Here, Balaam, to Mitzvah, Shneemar, Dinei Chafetz, Man Tzidko, Yagdo, Torah, V'Yadir.